West Ferguson and Shenandoah for bringing you this market update on Country Sunshine Radio. Vetter Equipment, 1308 West Ferguson and Shenandoah, your Case IH dealer in Shenandoah.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 20 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. We're at 75 degrees, winds out of the south, less than 5 miles per hour, 81% humidity, and the barometric pressure is 29.92 and holding steady, 75. Red Oak Rotary with us this morning, and Christy White. Christy, how are you? Let me turn mic on. Christy, how are you? I didn't have your mic turned on, Christy.
I'm well.
How you doing?
Thank
good
you.
Good and okay?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Yes, nice
most
to see you.
Most fun thing you're doing today is what?
Oh.
Most exciting, fun thing going on today. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
Hanging out, talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's That's go. The highlight of my day.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. So, all right, Christy, so you are a member of the Red Oak Rotary Club.
Correct.
You are the president-elect.
Right.
Of the Red Oak Rotary Club.
Yes, I am.
When will you assume the reins?
Not until July 27th.
Okay. Learning the ropes now, huh?
I am learning the ropes.
How long have you been a member?
About 2 years now.
Yeah. Having fun with it?
I am.
Enjoy
I
it?
I am. It's a great way to make friendships, meet people, do good for the community.
Sure.
Yeah. We had a great time with Summer Jams this last summer. And
wasn't Summer Jams cool?
It was.
That was a great event.
Yes. Yes.
I hope that that partnership continues next year as well.
I hope so too.
Yeah. That was and well attended.
It was.
It was a good event.
Yeah.
Food trucks and the whole bit. So.
Right. Good times.
Yeah. So you have been a member for a couple years. There are about 30-ish
members
for the Red Oak Rotary Club.
Correct.
Meet at Pizza Hut.
Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch. I'm sorry. Meet at Pizza Ranch on what day?
Generally on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, second, third, fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
At Pizza Ranch.
And then talk about things going on and plans upcoming and
planning and
all of those sorts of things.
Upcoming events.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. There's a roadway cleanup that's coming soon.
Correct.
Tell me about that a little. Hit the high spots of that for me, Christy.
That is September 19th.
Okay.
We will go to do that immediately after we do the cans, the recycling that we do every Saturday morning.
Okay.
And
where will you meet?
We will meet at the Cubbies, just north of the intersection there on 34. And
then you work west.
Correct.
On 34, right?
Correct, for 2 miles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of split up and pick up the trash, and there you go.
Right, right. Try to work in teams.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You find some odd things.
You know, I think I think you probably think, how did that make it here? You ever think that? What in the world?
Yeah,
see some weird things there for sure.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right, so the next thing that is coming up very soon is the chili cook-off.
Correct.
How long have you been doing the chili cook-off? The Red Oak Rotary. How long has the Red Oak Rotary been doing it? For a while.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has kind of moved locations. It used to be at the fire station before a football game, and now it's at the high school. It would be in the commons area prior to a volleyball game.
Volleyball game, correct.
Yeah. So tell me about it.
I think we're playing Trainer that night. Red Oak is playing Trainer. So
should be a good one.
I know.
Should be a good one.
And we did send out flyers to those parents, Trainer parents as well. So
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going
to. Hoping to get some competition for the chili.
They can make chili as well.
That's right.
What's the key to good chili, Christy? Is it beans? Is it meat? A combination thereof?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
No, I'm more of a meaty chili person.
I was going to say, I would prefer meat myself.
If I'm picking, I'm going to go heavy on the meat.
Yeah.
But some people like a really beany chili.
There was a really good one entered last year that I really enjoyed based on bacon.
Good. I can go with that.
Yeah.
Now, so beef or chicken? All right, because there's some chicken chili.
There's some good.
And there's a turkey chili.
And green chili. That's chicken. Right?
You can get all of that in there. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm more of a traditional kind of meaty, spicy kind of chili. So. Personally.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the event, the chili cook-off.
All right. Well, it's Thursday, September 24th.
That'll be here soon.
Yep. Yep. Right around the corner.
Yep.
5 to 7, as we mentioned, in the commons area or the cafeteria, I guess they call it, at the junior-senior cafeteria.
Uh-huh. You come right in the south door there.
Yep.
And you really can't miss. It's going to be right there.
Yes.
Okay. So how do people participate? Do they just grab a bowl of chili, or they grab a cup of chili and then sample?
Right, right. There's there'll be a bowl for donations, mm-hmm. and it's all free will donation as far as the attendees go.
Okay.
So you go around, you just take a little cup of chili and taste it, and then by voting, you vote for your favorite chili by putting some, you know, your donation in the your favorite chili.
So if you really like that chili, you could put $5 in there.
Sure.
Or you could put $10 in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, whatever okay. you, yeah.
And then you'll total that, and then you'll have pick a winner based on that.
No, there actually is a judge.
Oh.
There's a few judges
okay.
that we have lined up that will judge the chili. And
oh, okay.
So they, yeah, they consider everything and as far as the taste, the uniqueness, the
Then you'll name a
spice
winner that night, right?
They will, right, correct.
We need to talk about this, Christy, because we need to make sure that there's a good sampler tray that is sent up to the press box. That's what we need to make sure,
yeah.
that there's a sampler tray. I just want to make sure we do that.
All right.
So
I will put that on the agenda.
Yeah,
as
put
well.
It on there, Christy. Make sure that that's done. Okay, if you want to participate, meaning I think I make a mean bowl of chili.
Right.
And I think my chili is the best.
Right.
How can I participate?
We have a code that you can scan from a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, been in the paper. It's been all over.
This flyer you've circulated around. Now, I
correct.
Think is it on a Facebook page as well somewhere?
Yes, it is on our Rotary. Mm-hmm.
And you can scan that. And I suppose you could take as many entrants as you wanted, right?
Yes.
It's not going to be limited to a certain number.
No.
Does it cost me to enter a team?
It does.
Okay.
To enter your chili, it's $20.
Okay.
But yeah, just go ahead and register, and then the $20 will.
Yeah, go to
be collected, right? And you know, for the reason that we're having it is for the polio eradicate polio.
Let's talk about that, which is kind of the mission with Red Oak Rotary,
correct?
Or with the Rotary International,
right?
So, and this will go to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a number of people we don't really think about it much, honestly, where we're at,
right?
But there are a number of people across the world that still deal with polio,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to, and it is something that could be eradicated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Very
so,
good.
So, yeah, that's
the mission.
The goal.
That's the mission.
Yes.
Okay. What's the rest of your day hold today, Christy? Anything else exciting going on?
No.
Around local? Hanging out locally?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I mowed yesterday, so I don't have to do that
again. You got
again.
That out of the way.
I got that out of the way.
Are you a sports fan? Not so much?
I am. I have one favorite team.
The Huskers. It's the Huskers.
How'd you know that?
Well, you said you're from Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
So it has to be the Huskers.
I do like my Huskers.
So you probably root for both Iowa and Iowa State to lose,
being
a Husker fan.
No.
yeah, well, you know, they play tomorrow, Iowa State tomorrow. So most Husker fans are wanting them all to lose. I'm kidding. So there you go. What else do we need to touch on, Christy, that we haven't touched on?
I think we've covered everything on the chili cook-off.
Mark that
I mean, there
down.
Will be prizes.
Tell me about that.
Well, just prizes for the most unique, the best chili, the spiciest chili, a few of those. So,
okay.
Yeah.
We've all right. So.
Some fun prizes.
Is there a deadline to enter, or can I enter right up until the time of the event?
Right up until the event.
Okay.
So.
If you get a wild hair right
toward
the end,
yeah,
you go. Okay, tell me again the details, when it is and where it is and how people can participate in it.
It's September 24th from 5 to 7 in the junior-senior high cafeteria.
Yeah.
And you can, as we mentioned, can register all the way up to it, $20 mm-hmm. to register. Just scan a QR code on our Facebook page or one of our flyers, and it's quick. 2 second
super
form
easy.
To fill out. Super easy and gives you a chance to practice your chili.
There you go. And then that night, the night of, come and sample.
Yeah, please.
And vote for your favorite chili.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right. Anything else we need to touch on?
I don't think so.
Thank you
I think we got it.
It's a pleasure to tell me again. And again, Christy White with me, president-elect of the Red Oak Rotary Club. You will take over in June.
Right.
July
June. Of next year. Right.
July
27.
Of next year. All right.
Yes.
Very good. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you for having
me. It's a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Make it a great day, Christy. Christy White with me this morning from the Red Oak Rotary Club. Current time is 10:49.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust.